back with more of Sabres Live, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
35 minutes into the new year, and I'm already lamenting a huge missed opportunity with how we could have started the show. Who sounded worse to close out 2024? Okay. Marty Baron or Billy Corgan of the Smashing Pumpkins, who full marks for gutting it out at the Winter Classic. But even he admitted, like, sorry, guys, we've all been really sick with whatever's going around. Like, when you played him doing Take Me Out to the Ball Game, I'm like, who's that? I'm a Pumpkins fan. It was unrecognizable. And then going back and watching the Tonight introduction when the players are coming out of the dugouts onto the field, and I'm like, oh, poor. So if you've never seen the Pumpkins live, don't let the Winter Classic be your marker as to where they are at in their career.
No, that was a Smashing Pumpkins are fantastic, and Billy Corgan's awesome. So I was thinking about that when I was going through, like, my voice disappearing, and and then it became like this tickle in the throat coughing that I kept happening, and I'm like, I'm feeling great, but I'm like, don't know why, like, you're so whatever, everybody's getting sick or whatnot. But I'm like, what if I was a singer? What if I was an entertainer that, like, this really happened? Now, number one, they probably pumped me full of meds to try to recover faster, but you wouldn't be able to get it done. And obviously, he gutted it out because it was a special event and he wanted to be part of it and all of that. But you're right. Like, it's not easy when you're one part of your main instrument or piece of equipment is struggling like that.
Yeah, it's tough. I have endless respect for every artist on the concert circuit. I don't understand how they physically survive the grind.
It also depends how you get to that point. Sometimes it's on you. Like, my very first time covering a playoff series, I was with Darren Dreger and Ryan Rashad for TSN, and we got to Montreal, and we had the first night was a little bit of a longer, later night. And I think I got too excited and started, like, having a lot too much fun. So the next morning, I had no voice. But that was on me. It wasn't a virus. It wasn't anything. It was on me. And Dregs was laughing. He goes, hey, kid, better take it easy the first night on the road next time. And I was like, oh, shoot, yes, I better take it easy. But yeah, it depends how you get there. There's good reasons and there's bad reasons.
Sabres Avalanche tonight. Buffalo looks for revenge after falling 5-4 on home ice to the Avalanche earlier this year. Their prospects, the Sabre prospects that are playing at the World Juniors, have jumped into quarterfinal action today. Yep. Sweden and Latvia is ongoing, and Anton Wahlberg is making a mark. This is point number 7 in 5 games in the tournament. He started the day tied for 6th in tournament scoring, a rocket that allows Sweden to take a 2-0 lead on Latvia in quarterfinal play today. Of course, beyond this matchup, we have the U.S. and Switzerland, Finland, Slovakia, and Canada taking on the Czechs.
Yeah, and this is one of my favorite day when it comes to the World Juniors, because those games get very, very intense. You get some surprises at time, like we've seen. And look, for Sweden, who have always been a really, really solid team at the World Juniors, and Latvia could cause a surprise. I think this is a really good start for Wahlberg and his mates to be able to get up to a 2-0 lead. But if you think about Canada tonight are playing the Czech team. Czech is always a hard team to play against. Canada has not been able to score a ton of goals. They lost to the U.S. in the New Year's Eve game. They don't have a player on Team Canada that has more than one goal. They've got 8 guys with one goal. Nobody has 2 in, you know, the 4 games so far in the tournament. It is going to be a gut check time for Team Canada. I think Team USA is a fantastic team. They'll breeze right through Switzerland and get ready for semifinal. I would never say that usually, but I think Team USA is pretty special this year.
They are. Well, they were last year. That's why they're
Switzerland,
not special
Swiss
this year.
Team is always a tough out, but, like, I think Team USA is that good.
What's interesting is that Canada actually won fewer games than Czechia in the preliminary round.
Yeah.
So this matchup is not like your typical, whoever lost on New Year's Eve is the favorite when the quarterfinals begin. everything you just said about Canada is concerning. They won two and they lost two. The Czechs went 3-1. So we'll see just how it plays out. Slovakia went 2-2. Finland went 3-1. Konsta Hellenius and company try to roll on to the semis tonight. As far as the Amerks, they get back in action tomorrow. They're on the road for a couple of this weekend. They are taking on Springfield and then Bridgeport. And they've won 11 of their last 13. We wish safe travels to the house cat. He's been assigned to Jacksonville in the ECHL right now, which means obviously they are fully healthy with their two netminders in Rochester, which would be Devin Levi and Felix Sandstrom. So hopefully house cat will get some work there, and then we'll see him at a later date here as this Rochester season rolls on. They're still tied for first in the conference, let alone the division, and they got a little help yesterday from their throughway rivals in Syracuse, who upset the Marlies, keeping Toronto behind them and wasting one of their games in hand. So the Amerks are really impressive so far, and again, playing without the Heleniuses and Wahlbergs of the world, and they hope to make it a weekend sweep on the road. As far as this matchup tonight, are you expecting Luukkonen to go for Buffalo?
Because I'm expecting Luukkonen to go. I mean, you asked me the other day if I thought Luukkonen would go all games this trip, and I said yes. Mm-hmm. The Dallas game, I thought he played well. The expected goals were like a 5, you know, in the game or whatever. Like, he still was better than the average and more in that game. Just saves early on. The one on Jamie Benn was fantastic. Like, he battled. He battled hard, and I thought he was really good. Mm-hmm. Now, you always have to check with your goalie and say, okay, how are you feeling? And is this the best situation? But Lindy Ruff says we need wins. Mm-hmm. And usually when you need wins, you rely on your number one goaltender. And you rely on a guy like Luukkonen to be able to put up the wall. He was fantastic in 3 wins in a row. Lose one, get back like the rest of the team. Just put that Dallas game behind you. Get back on it. Let's go. Let's win this one. Let's win Vegas. Let's move forward. Like, I get it. Like, getting a... You know, usually you go on a 4-game road trip and you say, hey, 2-2 would be great. Well, 2-2 is not good enough for the Sabres right now. Right. You know, they lost 1 game in Dallas. They need to be 3-1 coming back from the last 2 games, Colorado and Vegas. So, Luukkonen for me would be the guy for the rest of the trip.
Of course, they saw DeSmith in Dallas and he was able to get the win. It's expected they'll see Scott Wedgwood, who unexpectedly got the victory against Buffalo last time after relieving Georgiev when the team fell behind 4-0.
When the Colorado Avalanche decided to change both their goalies, Justus Annunen and Alexander Georgiev, since Blackwood and Wedgwood have been with the team, they've been lights out. Like, their stats, they both have a goals against average under 2, a save percentage in the 920 highs and 930s. I think they've both only lost one. Maybe Wedgwood has lost 2 games and 2. Yeah, right. And Blackwood's lost 1. I think Wedgwood's 5-2. Blackwood's 4-1. Like, they have
5-1
great.
And 4-2. These are things I said at the top of the show. Thank you for listening. My goodness.
I was listening. I didn't write it down. I need to write everything down, Duffer. And you, I didn't have my piece of paper.
You are the last guy that needs to write anything down. It's all
up
here.
Are you kidding? Usually it is, but I always, you know why it's in here is because I write it down first and then I see it again and then it gets remembered.
Do you know what I wrote down this morning?
I have a book here with a bunch of notes. I have a book here with a bunch of notes. Like, I have books everywhere. I have to read and write everything.
And recycle, I hope.
No, I save them in boxes so I can go back to them.
Oh my gosh.
Yes.
Wow.
I'm old school.
We need
like
a spoof production. The wee hours of the morning. Marty sifting through the archives of his notes from 1997. Oh, by the way, you did cap 2024 with some.
Are all the games for this year? All the notes for the games this year. All my notes from all the games this year. I write them all down and then I revisit them. And, you know, you want me to go look at Colorado? I can tell you what happened in Colorado because I've revisited those notes many, many times in the
last
2 weeks.
Delete the file.
I know.
Delete the file.
Well, I think I said after that game, usually you'd put that one in the garbage. And this is not one you got to put in the garbage. This is one you got to really, unfortunately, it didn't really change a lot because they did not get a win after that. But this is a chance to totally redeem yourself. Go into Colorado, get back in the winning ways, and put that last game at home behind you.
We were quickly discussing potential for trade activity around the NHL earlier based on names in the news like Elias Pettersson. I did mention before the break San Jose. I want to reiterate this. They started the year with 9 losses in a row. They then rebounded incredibly well, went 10-6-3. And at that point, I was sitting there going, do you really want to trade off of your assets when the likes of Celebrini and others are getting insulated really nicely by veterans and you're finding a way to be basically a 500 or better team? Well, now the shoes, boots, any sort of footwear, they've fallen off, they've dropped, they're gone. They're walking barefoot through the NHL right now, and it's very hot under their feet. They've lost 11 of 12, and some in the most excruciatingly painful way. And I think, converse to what I said earlier, I think now's the time to sell. Like, Granlund's 100%. Only got 2 points in the last 7. How much more can you damage this asset? He was one of the best players going into the month of December. And I think they need to maximize this. And I think teams would be crazy not to want Mikael Granlund right now.
Yeah, well, I think everybody should be looking at a player like Mikael Granlund. And look, he's a $5 million player, but by the time you get him, he's not going to be owned much. He's already almost halfway in the season, and he's a UFA at the end of the year. That's a perfect rental. A guy that can play center, that can play the wing, that can fit in on your power play, that can be just a third-line guy. I think he would help a lot of teams in that need. And I'm looking at Cody Ceci. I know I've mentioned Cody Ceci before, and I think that losing Cody Ceci for the Edmonton Oilers really affected their balance on defense. But he's a big right-hand shot defenseman that is a UFA at the end of the year. He's a $3.25 million defenseman. And I think that you would probably start with those two, Granlund and Ceci, and then work your way through the rest of UFAs or players that you want to move out. But those would be the top two guys I would do in San Jose.
Quick timeout. Back to wrap Sabres Live after this. Stay with us.